Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
I had to make a move, and fast. Fear was all over me, but sitting back wasn't an option. That knife way too close to Hallie's neck sent chills down my spine. And Justin, he was off the rails, eyes wild like he could snap any second. After finding out the truth about Hallie, it wasn't just a choice anymore. It was something I had to do, no matter what. I crept up and jumped on him from behind, making him drop the knife from his hands. We locked eyes, both of us knowing what was about to happen next. As he lunged for the knife, so did I. And we both ended up getting tackled. I didn't know what was going to happen next, but I knew Hallie would be safe. My name is Margot Vance, and on the night of my 18th birthday, I was on top of the world, literally. Oh my gosh, Margot, I love your shoes! I know.
Margot, you're like so hot.
Obvs.
Margot, we have a great investment opportunity.
Take $1 million from daddy to go away.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5 star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Everybody who was anybody was at my party. There were pop singers, movie stars, hot billionaires, a shoe customizer, because why wouldn't I? The best food, the best entourage of hot, rich friends, and most importantly, the best shoes. Yeah, it was expensive, but it's not like I was paying for it. Whoa, watch out, that's like my favorite baby pic. Everything was literally perfect. But then, something I never expected happened.
Is this thing on? You might know me as Margot's father. I'm so excited you could be here tonight to join me in sending Margot off into the real world. As of midnight, Margot is cut off from all my bank accounts, and we'll finally have the opportunity.
Never in all my 18 years of life have I been so betrayed. He cut me off. Me? His Margot. It had just been me and him my entire life, with no mother in sight, and he had the audacity to abandon me and say,
"It'll be good for you to learn some responsibility."
Here is my last gift to you, my executive pen, for working your first job.
I thought that would be the biggest betrayal of my life, but it turns out it was nowhere near close to what was coming. Is Margot Vance poor now? I heard she re-wore her shoes. Never in my life had people said such nasty things about me. Nothing could possibly justify this. What about an autograph instead? That man looked at me like I was wearing last season's Louis Vuittons to New York Fashion Week. It was official. My first order of business was to get money. Plan A, tap into my resources. Surely some of my friends would help me out, right? Imagine my shock when my so-called friends each rejected me one by one. Even the phone company said, "Girl, bye." And then to be abandoned by my last pair of unworn designer shoes? Oh, it was almost too much to bear. It was time to move to Plan B, to marry a rich man.
Are those shoes worn?
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind. But not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
It felt like my heart was in my throat. My face felt like it would explode in flames. I'd never been so humiliated. I went from the top of the world to gum on the bottom of my lightly used shoe in less than 24 hours. Being poor sucks. Then I realized the hotel I was in was pretty nice. Sure, I'd stayed in 5-star hotels my whole life, but I've never really taken the opportunity to look at them. 5-star hotels exist to make rich people's dreams come true. Who better to do that than me? A recovering rich person, RRP for short. And maybe, just maybe, I could make my own dreams come true in the process. Becoming RTMF. Richer than my father, so I could have the last laugh. Help wanted. Oh, don't you worry. Margot Vance is on the case. It was time to activate Plan C. Hello, I'm here to run your hotel. And this channel too. So please subscribe. Apparently I had to start at the bottom. So Plan C was demoted to Plan D. Hello. Welcome to my misery. What do you want? So far, Plan D was shaking out worse than I'd hoped. My coworkers had impossible expectations. I just wasn't built for things like waking up at 8 a.m.
Margot.
Carrying tons of luggage. Margot. Or hand-delivering room keys.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind. But not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
Margot!
Completely out of nowhere, they all turned on me. This absolute hag of a woman was headed for the front desk. I tried to run to spare myself exposure to her obviously terrible fashion sense, but they all disappeared. I had no choice. Hi, ma'am. How may I help you?
Hi, I have a reservation for the presidential suite.
In those shoes? More like a reservation at the Holiday Inn. That is impossible.
Please check your records. I have a reservation.
Please check your fashion sense.
Holy my goodness, I'm so sorry.
Bill, my dear, what a pleasure to see you.
Margot, meet Hallie, the new owner of this hotel.
8 hours. I endured 8 hours of bad breath, Bill, screaming.
I should have fired you right now.
Noah! I haven't even saved up enough for new Gucci pumps. Give the poor girl another chance, Bill. For me?
Of course. What do you have to say, Margot?
Thank you.
Poor girl. She was mocking me. Who was that woman?
And why did she suddenly have such perfect shoes?
But I had to keep this job. Just as I was feeling my lowest, I smelled something incredible. Fresh. Green. Money. And the man it was attached to wasn't so bad either. Hot and... Oh, God, contain yourself, Margot. Perfect shoes. May I help you?
Justin Banks, son of Reginald Banks, gemstone mine owner.
Welcome, Justin, son of Reginald Gemstone.
Mine owner?
I saw my opportunity, and by the power vested in me by my incredible taste in shoes, I was going to take it. Say, how do you feel about an upgrade?
You can do that.
Well, you can do a lot of things when you're the owner of the hotel. So what if I lied? A girl's gotta do what a girl's gotta do. I used my employee access to live the way I deserved. We swam in the champagne fountain, had the bellhops carry us around. We even kicked everyone out of the bar for a super romantic dance. Before I knew it, he had fallen for me. You are stunning, Margot.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind. But not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
I have something I need to ask you. Anything, Justin? Ask me anything.
Oh my God, I'd done it. Plan B was back on track. He was going to propose. I was going to marry Rich and everything was going to be...
Will you invest $100,000 in my business?
Okay, so it wasn't what I was expecting. But that didn't make it a bad thing. After all, as any RRP recovering rich person knows, you gotta spend money to make money. Of course, just give me a day to have my accountant release the funds. I wasn't about to do something crazy like pick up extra hours. So I started tugging on my coworker's heartstrings. My mother is sick. No, my sister is sick. Now, my pet rock is sick. A bunch of cheapskates. All of them.
couldn't believe how far I'd fallen. My friends and I used to take each other out on million-dollar yacht trips for Wednesday brunch, not even for special occasions. And now, I couldn't scrounge up more than $15 with my best acting skills and biggest crocodile tears. My gosh.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind. But not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Margo, Vance, can I have your autograph, please? Even at my lowest, I'd do anything for a fan. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I think your pen is broken. What? No, it's not. Couldn't believe it. The last gift my father ever gave me was a dud. Then I looked closely at the pen. Visible ink pen. My father must have given me the wrong pen, but I could use that to my advantage. My mind was reeling with possibilities. Anything for a fan! All I had to do was find some sucker willing to sell me something super valuable. I'd write them a check for it, take the item, and by the time I'd ridden off into the sunset, my name would vanish from the check. It was the perfect scheme. How much for your watch? $1,000?
Sorry, it's custom. Enjoy!
It was as easy as taking last month's shoes for a fashion blogger. Pleasure doing business. Toss those in, will ya? Sorry my accountant took so long.
I'm just grateful that you believe in me, babe.
Hey, come with me to a party tonight on the roof of a hotel. Shoes like that deserve to be shown off. Finally, I was back on top of the world. Literally! We partied on the rooftop of the hotel. I had done it! Me! All by myself. No daddy's money, just...
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Pure hard work, dedication, and... oh, not again. Thank you all so much for coming to celebrate my first month as owner of this hotel. I just wanted to say that my success wouldn't be possible without the hard work of everyone, from the management of Bill to the front desking of people like Margot. No, no, no! Justin, let me explain.
Hey, there she is. The check you wrote me is blank.
Wait, the check she wrote me is blank too.
Is your pet rock even sick?
Justin, this is awkward, but I think I need that money back. And that's when it happened. Something I never saw coming, not in a billion years. Something I thought would never happen to somebody as fashionable as me. What money? I whipped out the contract that we'd signed, and to my horror, it was blank. It was then that I realized we'd both signed with my invisible ink pen. He'd played me. You, biggest betrayal of my life, Bill. Leave us. I had no idea what to expect. Was she gonna scream at me? Sue me? Fight me? Kill me? And leave me for dead? Have a seat. The way I see it, you have two options. One, you can be arrested and go to prison. Prison? No, but in prison, you have to wear slip-on shoes. Or I can cover for your indiscretion. Pay back the guests. Why would you do that? To keep my 5-star reputation, of course. But if I do, you will work day and night by my side, not a single slip up, until you pay me back your debt. The way I saw it, I didn't have a choice. Deal. From that moment on, I lived and breathed hotel management. I handled hotel operations. I learned marketing. I even learned accounting. I learned to be courteous, even when people were being stupid, dumb little difficult. I was respectful to bad breath, but Bill. I learned to be a team player. I even got orthopedic inserts. Eventually, I even earned money. Like, really earned it. And to be honest, I didn't even have the time to enjoy it. So I did something I thought I'd never do. I sent a gift to my father. And it wasn't even because I was a MMGB, a money-making girl boss.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind. But not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
It was because I really wanted to. It wasn't fun, but I had to admit, I felt better. I felt like I was learning something. I felt like I was officially ready to leave my old life behind. And then I saw Justin, all up on another girl. But that wasn't even the bad part, because the moment he left her, he walked around the corner and talked into his phone all sketch.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I got another one, so get the contract ready. Oh yeah, even dumber than the last one.
I thought Justin was just selfish and a liar, but he was actually a gold digger. I had to expose him. I had to tell Hallie and make her kick him out. I raced as fast as I could to Hallie's presidential suite. But when I got there, the door was already open and the place was absolutely trashed. Had she thrown an after party I wasn't invited to? What the... Hallie! Hello? Are you here? Can you not afford a maid? And that's when I saw something that defied all expectations. A photo of me. Why did this woman have a baby photo of me? I knew she was controlling, but that's next level. That's insane. That's a... Margot, what did you do to my suite? Me? I found it like this. Did you throw an after party in here or something? You know what? I have tried to be patient. I have tried to teach you, and you steal from me? Have you learned nothing? Steal? At some point, I have to cut my losses. Get out, Margot, and don't come back.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind. But not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
She said she wouldn't call the police, but she just wanted me out of her life. I felt lower than I ever had. Lower than after my father's betrayal. Lower than after Justin's betrayal. And I think it's because, for the first time, it really wasn't my fault. I was doing my best, and Hallie didn't believe me. But something kept nagging me. Why did she have that photo of me? So I decided to hack my father's email. After all, a baby photo of someone is something personal. Something that only someone close would have. Something you'd only have if you were... my mother? Hallie, stop giving our daughter chances and get tough. It's for her own good. I felt like I was gonna be sick. Hallie couldn't be my mom. I had worked with Hallie for months and she'd never said anything. But before I could even process that bit of information, my father's inbox blanked. A new email. 10 mil or you'll never see your ex again. And it wasn't a joke at all. The photo was of Hallie. I mean, my mom. At knife point. And the email was sent by Justin? I knew he was a snake, but I could have never guessed he'd do something like this. I could worry about that later. But right then, I had to save Hallie from my psycho ex. I ran harder than I'd ever run in my life. I ran like my life depended on it, not even caring how I looked, and burst through the doors of the hotel. Margot, you can't be here. My mother is in danger. Security wanted to barge right in there, but I'd seen enough cop shows to know that it would only make Justin do something stupid. There was only one option. I had to go in there myself. I crept forward, listening to their conversation. Empty your accounts. Fine, just take it easy. And while you're at it, transfer hotel ownership to me.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind. But not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
That's too much. This hotel is my passion. Do it! Justin was clearly unhinged. I'd only just discovered that Hallie was my mom and I was going to lose her to this psycho. I had to do something fast. Something bold. Back off my mom, you psycho asshole! With Justin's weapon knocked away, security charged in behind me. They grabbed him and I rushed to my mom. She pulled me into a huge hug. Ew. You found out. Using the skills you taught me. And some you didn't. Maybe you learned something after all. I'm so sorry I didn't believe you. How can I make it up to you? Well, it was a wild ride, but that's the story of how I got to co-manage a 5-star hotel alongside my long-lost mother. And I've decided that I'm satisfied with making a normal amount of money and being an RRP, as long as I got to make one rule change. Managers get to pick their own shoes.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.